Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock to take your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And at 10 o'clock, we have our resident energy expert joining us, Peter Kelly Detweiler, and he'll be talking a little bit about, or we hope to have him talk a little bit about, the fact that since our politicians can't figure out how energy works, the IT people are going to do it for you. Amazon's going to go ahead and just build nuclear power plants right on their data centers themselves.
Yeah, right.
And this is not something that I'm surprised about, but we'll talk to Peter about it and get his in-depth insights into what this could mean. So stick around for that as well. So as usual and customary, though, we do have technology news we hope you can use,
mm-hmm.
or you may want to hide under your bed after you hear it. But well, start. Go ahead, Dennis, with what you've got going on.
Well, we have to talk about the great AWS meltdown,
yeah.
Amazon Web Services.
Thousands of businesses impacted.
They were out for hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a two-stage failure.
Yep.
To their credit, Amazon actually issued a report explaining what happened.
Which is nice. What happened?
It includes, you know, all the information, all the pertinent information. It mm-hmm. explains the backstory to different things.
Yep.
And it's not sugar-coated.
No? They laid out the raw ding-a-ling problem.
This report was written by computer scientists, and it is a computer science report, is very nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it was not written by marketers. It wasn't written right. by lawyers. It right. wasn't written by PR guys,
good.
Although I'm sure there were some of those people that read it before it went out.
Yeah.
At any rate, I would think that a lot of our listeners were affected by some of these things.
Yeah.
When this outage was underway.
To me, it was actually kind of a weird thing that I experienced. Lots of people were like, what is up with this cloud?
Yeah.
Literally starting to finally say the same thing I've said for almost a decade since the cloud's been a thing. What is up with this cloud? What? How can this be a thing is kind of what they're saying.
Right.
And, you know, I couldn't do this. I couldn't get that. My Venmo didn't work. I couldn't get on my this. I couldn't run my – I'll have a story about a smart bed after we talk to Dennis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're starting to think, what should we do about the cloud?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the question I'm starting to hear from just the average people out there. I'm like, have you listened to the show? But go ahead, Dennis. What
All right.
happened?
Well, in the most succinct terms that I can give you,
yeah,
it was DNS.
Yeah, it is something
and
simple.
And that's something that every IT guy has dealt with,
yeah.
where DNS does you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is Amazon has among their what's called AWS is actually a whole raft of different services.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
One of them is called DynamoDB.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got a way to add servers to the DynamoDB service.
Tables. Yeah.
That is dynamic. They can power up a server, physically attach it, connect it up.
Yeah, in the data center.
Right, in their data centers. It will spin up, and it will automatically get a DNS record that then points to that machine so that it can then be used by, you know, the DB product.
Okay? And a DNS record, you've heard us talk about OpenDNS, it's basically the phone number or the address of the server, where it exists on the interwebs.
Right. So when you go to google.com, that gets translated to an IP address, which your computer is actually talking to, and then you can see the Google website. Okay.
Yeah, it's all zeros
whatever
and ones.
Whatever it is. Like, but it takes that those letters, google.com, and translates it to IP addresses.
Right.
Now, what happened was there was a flaw in the automated DNS management system that Amazon uses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was a delay adding a particular record at a particular moment.
Yep.
That created a backlog of changes that needed to be made.
As servers are trying to be coming online.
Right. Yeah. Now, there's two different processes that manage these changes. And what happened was there was a delay in the first one.
Yep.
The second one finally caught up, but there were more items that were that needed to be posted. But those changes were being cleaned up by the other process as they were being made so that there were certain records that were not being created. And one of those DNS records was the base address for the EC2 service in Virginia. Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty major thing to not be able to see anymore.
So suddenly, after this flaw kicked in, suddenly the whole EC2 service, which is called Elastic Cloud Computing, so ECC
or
EC2.
It snapped.
The elastic band snapped.
Yeah.
Anyway. What happened was that service, at least in Northern Virginia, failed.
Right, disappeared.
Because of the lack of a DNS record to point to it.
It's humming and running. It's chewing up energy. It's sitting there.
It's
but
going
it's
away,
just,
but
nobody
nothing's
knows.
Talking to it now.
Nobody knows it's there.
At any rate, that was a failure.
Yes.
And that caused
further
the different
failure.
Machines that Amazon was putting online.
Yeah.
In the database service to not be able to be part of the EC2 service that depended on that to connect the two.
So it cascaded backwards. To
the
original failure then caused additional failure.
Okay. And on top of that, there was a problem with Amazon's own Route 53 service, which is their DNS management, which is what was being used to post those DNS changes.
Mm-hmm.
Those were developing a massive backlog. So anybody that was out there using this service.
Right. Any of the thousands of businesses that have, that have started
tons of
doing
businesses
this.
That use them.
Yeah.
They were suddenly unable to change DNS records, and some DNS lookups were even failing outright because the service itself wasn't responding to the internet correctly.
Yeah, it's pretty major.
Now, Amazon tried to fix it by reestablishing that host name for the EC2 service in Northern Virginia.
It's got to propagate,
though. They put that record back.
Yeah.
Well, suddenly there's a flood of activity, and that caused another ripple effect within the DNS management system, Route 53.
Yeah.
And that caused another failure. So at one point during all of this, Amazon was convinced that this was fixed. And they said so.
Right.
Okay. But it wasn't fixed.
Right.
Because the fix actually triggered further, you know, downstream ramifications that they weren't accounting for.
Right. Which happens quite often in IT, by the way.
It does. Oh, holy mackerel. Does it ever?
just when you thought you fixed it, you broke something else.
And you ended up with an hours long outage that should never have gone past 5 minutes.
Many hours long. So, and then people are finally saying, what's up with the, what should we do? So you've got your Venmo, right? You've got your business there. You're trying to go and make a payment, you know, pay Dennis back for the pizza we bought, right? And you can't do it. So now, is Venmo now supposed to go ahead and pick a second redundant backup to whatever service was being utilized for Venmo that stopped working at AWS? Are they supposed to go to Google? Hey, Google, can you please be a backup? You know, because redundancy is the key, right? Everything with IT is you try to have redundant systems. And The cloud is supposed to promise you that, Dennis. The cloud promises you elasticity, right? They promise you the ability to handle more demand. They promise you the ability to be redundant. They promise you to go ahead and if this data center goes down, that goes there over there. But clearly they don't have a backup or redundant Dynamo configuration, I would contend. That's missing.
Here's the irony. This entire DNS management algorithm setup that they had was intended to create the redundancy that they were trying to set up. It was the thing that allowed them to just shove more servers into a rack, fire them up, and they go, and they're available. I mean, that's why they were doing it.
Right. So the thought might be to consider either a second cloud, which is going to be wicked expensive, right? Clouds are already wicked expensive as you rent somebody else's servers. But then to have to pay for a different service as your redundant supporter, you may ask yourself, well, maybe we should do it ourselves. And that's what's happening. A lot of what's called repatriation is occurring, especially in big companies. They're doing hybrid data center repatriation. They're getting away from the public cloud, which this is. AWS is a public cloud, and considering their own private clouds where they've configured their own mousetraps, right? Talking to IT people to say, what should we do? Now, they're going to screw it up too, but yeah. They're going to be the only ones screwing up their only business rather than having a failure point in Amazon screwing up thousands of businesses to the point where this was one of the funniest stories that came out of it. AWS crash causes $2,000 smart beds. How smart is your bed if when your internet goes down, when Amazon goes down, it's stuck in an overheating mode? So the beauty of the smart bed is it's going to keep you. My wife is always cold and I'm always hot. No, I'm cold. She's hot. Yeah. Sorry. I should know that, right? So I would love to have, if I had a smart bed, I'd try to warm my side up and she's got the fans going. If it was disconnected and it was telling my side of the bed to heat up, it was stuck in the heat up mode. Ooh. So people were being boiled like frogs in their beds. If you had it in the upright position, you couldn't bring it back down to the down position to go to bed. What kind of smart bed is that? That's the stupidest smart bed I've ever heard of.
Well, like I was saying off the air, it sounds like the whole setup was never designed for an offline mode.
Which is
they just assumed that you would always be on the internet and that it would always be connecting with their service.
Right. Even garage door openers realize that you need to put a battery in them if you want to be able to open your garage door and you have no power. So what is it about these dinglings who make smart stuff who can't actually have it write what it's doing to a local processor, local chips and local bias and local understandings, and not having to talk to the interweb to actually say, oh, you want to lower your power? So imagine this. You're sitting there on your smart bed and you want to reduce the heat, but no, you're going to have to make sure when you slide your finger down to reduce the heat, some sort of system goes out via your firewall, out to the internet, over to Amazon and the East Coast of Virginia, comes back and says, okay.
I know.
I mean, that's nutty to me, man. Just let it work locally. If you're going to do an update, a BIOS update, if for some reason the internet needs to know how hot you want to run your bed, fine. But you should be able to put a lot of this technology on. My smartwatch does a lot without being connected to the internet. Guess what?
Right.
It still tells time.
Correct.
If it had to be connected to the internet to tell time, it wouldn't be that smart. We're going to step out for a quick break here, get to your calls. Four lines wide open. We're here to help you guys. If you were impacted by the AWS outage, I'd love to hear how. And of course, coming up at 10 o'clock, we have Peter Kelly Detweiler. He'll be talking about how the same dinglings who couldn't figure out how DNS works with Amazon are going to start firing up nuclear power plants right next to the data centers. What could go wrong? We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. We are back. Just talking to my son last night at his birthday yesterday. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're watching Chuck again. I love that show, Chuck. Purely for the blonde, but that's just me. We're going to go to your calls, but three lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's go to Tim in Harwinton first. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I figured I'd get in early since you're always begging for people to come in early.
Begging?
Well,
that sounds desperate. Begging, so. Just advising?
Yes. All right. So I'll try to make this a short story, but I have an old Windows 7 computer. The hard drive was going, and I was able to copy most of the data, but I have to put Office backup on my machine, and I can see it you can buy Microsoft Office Professional Plus anywhere from $2.79 to $199.
Yes.
Any recommendation on where I should buy it? Because I also want to have Outlook and OneNote with it.
So the $2 one is an error. There were some big distributors that put that license out, that Office license out, in that exact way at a price point of that as an error. It has been corrected, so you will actually probably not be able to get it for that price.
I want to make sure it's legit.
Yeah. So if you want to pay for it once, you can still buy Office 2024 for a flat amount of like a couple hundred dollars. Or you want the home and business, or even the student and home, if there's that flavor for you.
Well, he was talking about professional.
Professional.
Plus.
Well, that's going to be a little more expensive for the professional plus. That'll be in the 300 plus range, and it'll run for probably another 5 or 6 years or longer. You just never know when Microsoft's going to say no more for you.
Right.
But I would tell you that you're in that $200 to $300 range to be more legitimate. The $2 one is an error, but it was a massive error. It was early on when that version came out. It happened also with the operating systems, too. Windows 11 operating systems had that same weird price point that was incorrect.
Is there any recommendation where to get it from?
I would tell you to look at Staples. They should offer it. Yeah. If you go to a business store like that, they should have it for you. Did you already find one, Dennis?
I'm looking for it at least on Amazon, because I figured if it's going to be anywhere, it'll be there.
Maybe.
And I'm not seeing a listing for Professional Plus 2024.
Yeah. It might be business.
Home and business.
Yeah.
Which does include Outlook.
Yeah.
But it doesn't include Access or Publisher.
Right. Do you need Access or Publisher, Tim?
No, I just need Outlook. And OneNote, obvious Excel and Word.
Yeah. Well, then you might business.
Then get what's called home and business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're talking $249 list price.
Yeah, all right.
Place like Staples might have it for slightly cheaper.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm looking too, and I didn't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's there. It's out there.
And then my other question was, so I was going to have a backup system on two internal hard drives on the new machine. Any recommendation on software on that one?
I wouldn't do it on two internal drives on the machine itself. That's not a backup.
No,
because when you get ransomed, they're going to find those drives too. So,
I was going to actually unplug one of them once I did the copy
internally.
Yeah,
you're going to go in there and disconnect the ribbon cable and.
Yeah.
All right, that seems a little.
Slide off and pop it out and. Shut it down.
All right.
I would say the same thing, right?
Well, it is, but you could get external drives and just do that.
Yes.
And be easier for you. If you don't mind, open up your case. I mean, there's lots of geeks out there that have the case open, you know, and running.
Why not?
I've had the case open like for a week and a half now. So.
Yeah. The type of drive really just comes down to whatever you'd like, but I like a Acronis True Image as a good backup. Acronis True Image.
Yeah.
How about you, Dennis?
Yeah, that's a very good product. Also, if you ever buy an external drive, sometimes the manufacturer will make a version of that available for free with the drive. Yep. You just have to go to a website that they tell you about in the packaging and download it from there.
You'll probably find it on external drives.
It'll be on external drives, and it will only work if that drive is connected to the computer.
Yeah.
Because it literally looks for one of those manufacturer's drives, and then it will activate the software.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Yep.
All right, Tim. Hope that helps. Yeah, I appreciate you answering our call.
And obviously we had an AWS issue at work and many challenges at the beginning of the week.
Oh, you did, huh? So you're unable to work? I know. You may want to ask.
I was okay, but other people were having issues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Work at one of our big insurance companies, so
yeah,
the mainframe was up, it was perfectly fine.
Yeah, mainframes work forever. All right, Tim, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one. So yeah, the cloud goes down, insurance companies, gas stations, and smart beds stop working. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Jack, hang on in Glastonbury. We'll get to your call after the news and Morgan. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842 or WTIC. That is the number. Feel free to subscribe to our podcast over at Odyssey or Spotify. We'll be right back. I can't tell you how much I love this. And those people that you're listening to, the musicians you're hearing play, don't exist.
Really?
To use a, you know, a Biden approach to the microphone. Yes, they don't exist. That's all AI.
Oh,
created.
Wow.
That's a cover of a very famous Rush tune.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend you check it out. It's just ridiculously awesome. Speaking of ridiculously awesome, in Southington, otherwise known as Southington, the big Music of the Night marching band competition is happening today. So if you want to check out some of the most amazing kids on a football field, using it much differently than the football field was intended, basically they're going to be out there from roughly 2 in the afternoon in Southington High School till about 10 in the evening, where UConn's coming to play. And if you have ever heard UConn marching band, yeah, hearing them in a big stadium is great. But when they're right up in your face at a high school football, even my hair blows back and I don't have much blowing back. So to check out a marching band competition, to see what these kids have been able to do, that the music they play, the amazing drills that they perform. And then, of course, you get the color guard, which until I saw my kids doing this when they started at Southington, I had no idea what these folks were doing. They are chucking flags up in the air and weapons up in the air and catching them. And when they catch them, right when the music hits perfectly, ooh, it'll send chills. So I promise you it's a good afternoon. And the food at the Southington Marching Band Competition is amazing. It's always been amazing. So you're going to have great food, great atmosphere, a lot of amazing smart kids. And when you're hiring, ask them if they're a marching band, because I promise you, those kids will get there on time. Because on time is late.
Yeah.
Early is on time.
Right.
And late is unacceptable. And marching band works that way. So highly recommend checking it out today in Southington. All right. Let's go on to Jack in Glastonbury next. What's happening, Jack?
Hey, got a question for you. I just enrolled in the Windows 10 ESU program, okay?
Congratulations.
Yeah, the thing that was funny was when I started to look into it, you know, there was a Windows web page and it said how to go to it, go to settings, update, security, blah, 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 Windows update.
Yes.
And I did all that, and it said that I would be enrolled at no extra cost because I do it said that I had already backed up my Windows settings. And I don't, you know, I do backups all the time, but I don't know what they're talking about. So I don't understand why I got it for free.
Well, did you log into the computer with a Microsoft Online account?
Well,
you may have, and you don't remember it, or you're just not paying attention to it. I mean, it.
That's right.
A lot of with Windows 10, it literally started to force you to use a Microsoft account to log into the computer. But if you've done that,
yes,
then you have very likely activated a feature where the background settings of the computer are backed up to Microsoft's cloud. Because what it does is it remembers aspects of your own Windows profile on one computer, and it will replicate it to others.
Okay.
Among other things that it can do is if you connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot on one laptop, if you log into another one with the same Microsoft Online account, it may allow you to connect to the same Wi-Fi hotspot again because the settings for that wireless network are retained and they're synced to the other machine when you log in.
And you might also be using OneDrive.
Correct.
They give this to you free if you back up your stuff on the OneDrive cloud.
But
no, I'm not. I'm backing up using Windows 7 backup. The only thing is,
okay.
I'm subscribing to Windows 365.
You might get it for that reason.
Oh, that would, yes. If you're connected to a 365 account, even if it's like a family 365, yes, the same thing will take effect. A lot of the settings for the Windows profile will be saved there. And they'll be replicated when you log in on another computer elsewhere.
So you're saving $30.
Yep.
Right.
So you win.
Hey, I got another couple of things that you guys mentioned. Systems that use the web and then you get screwed when the web goes down.
Yeah.
I've got I can recommend this. I use it. Cassetta. Lutron makes a Cassetta smart switch.
Yep.
And they also make a bunch of blinds. They use, when you buy their system, they give you this, hockey puck that plugs in the back of your, router,
mm-hmm.
hardwired in, and that's what controls everything. They don't use any, they use their own proprietary signals.
Yep.
And if your system goes down, as long as that puck is powered up, it will, allow you to control your
stuff.
Switches and Yeah, so I like that. It's very good.
Yeah, okay. that's a smart thing to do. If you want a smart system, that is smart.
Yeah.
Assuming the internet's going to be up and the cloud it's supporting it's going to be up 100% of the time, that's not so smart.
Right. Well, the other thing I want to mention, too, is I got a note from email from TurboTax. They're saying they will not support Windows 10. But I think that's kind of crazy because they're going to lose a lot of customers, I think, if they do that.
I agree because the ESU is going to allow people to use Windows 10.
I've heard that
rumor before too.
Right. And at Tab, we've gotten customers being told that about QuickBooks.
Yeah.
Intuit is telling people they won't support Windows 10, even if they have ESU.
Right.
And the computer is being updated still.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if that really comes to fruition because it does seem really, really weird. I'm wondering if they're in cahoots, frankly, with Microsoft. There's absolutely no reason for them as an independent business to do that.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, if the computer is getting, you know, security updates, which is the whole point of ESU.
Yeah.
Then why would they not continue to support it? They literally have no reason not to.
And the platform quantities out there, we've even talked about this recently, Windows 10 is actually increasing. So I don't know what business decision was made in that boardroom or those boardrooms to say we will not work, but that does sound stupid. But maybe they're hoping you just go to some web flavor and don't care.
Well, if they don't come back, I'll try the other one. The H&R Block or something like that. See how good theirs.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
But if they're not going to support their base, I mean, sayonara. You know.
I hear you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. So, we're going to be here until 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online. We have four lines open for you between now and 10 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be talking with our energy expert, Peter Kelly Detweiler, will be on the phone. And maybe our legislators are listening to get a little clue as to how electricity works so that we're not all seeing our breath in our homes because we have the heat turned down to 62 because we can't afford to run anything in this state. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And everything we've talked about today so far has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Mike G has been posting things over on Facebook. If you're part of the Computer Talk with Tab listener network and you're not a crackpot, the information will go out there. It's not some marketing thing we're doing or anything like that. It's just a group of you guys. If you want to follow us there, and you can actually see our broadcast there, our live stream, and it's all there for you. Just ask to join and we'll let you in. And then, of course, over on X, if you follow us at Tab Computer Sys, all the links will be there for you too. So you don't have to try to Google the links. Which is actually harder and harder these days because now with all the AI involved, there's a lot of hallucination going on out there. So you may not really get what we're talking about, and we'd rather you get what we're talking about, and we'd rather you know that the link that we're putting out there is 99.9% safe. We're pretty positive it's safe.
Yeah.
Versus what else is out there. So let's get to your calls. And I'm going to go to Joe in Berlin first because you guys, without you guys calling in, we're talking about our kids and our cats. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, my cats are doing just fine.
That's good. Good to hear.
Hey, I'm having an issue now with the Microsoft manager here. And when I go to preview a CSV file for years and years and years, I could preview it, it's an issue in Windows 10. Now it's telling me I need to open it in order to see its content, if I think it's safe. And you know, I'm generating a CSV.
I think there's been a problem with a recent Windows update that caused that. Seem to have heard about that somewhere. Let me see if I can find a story about it. Hold on.
And I just got booted off of 1080's internet here. So here we go. I think Joey did it to me. I don't know. But it could be a recent error. Because actually there's a lot of talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
About this, go ahead.
I've got a story about it on a bleeping computer, and it is elsewhere too.
So
and it looks like Microsoft made a purposeful change because the preview feature apparently was being used for malware attacks.
You don't say.
And it was deploying code to computers and running it.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm gonna post this article.
So no more preview for you.
Well, it may be allowed. I'm not sure what the solution here is, other than maybe rolling back the latest update that caused it. But
he's already on Windows 10, though.
Yeah. Well, it was a Windows 10 update from.
Yeah.
The last update
the last one.
Yeah.
So you could roll it back, like you said, or move forward. Maybe the Windows 11 preview works. Maybe
it may or may not.
I know, because they're all retreads of the old software.
Well, they may have made the same purposeful decision there. I mean, it seems to be a design choice.
Yeah,
not a flaw.
Good point. The bad guys are always looking for ways to get into our systems, and so they might have found a way here. So, roll it back. Be more vulnerable is the option, because Microsoft feels that this is not a good idea anymore. Or move forward. To hope that the problem goes away. Are you planning on updating your machine?
Well, Windows cannot, even though I have two identical machines here. At least I thought they were identical. And one of them has a different processor. For whatever reason, they won't let me update this machine.
Gotcha. Well, all right. I mean, there is a tool utility that'll tell you why. And we've linked it in the past shows. If you can run that utility.
Yeah, I've already done it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So roll it back.
I like. Okay.
All right, Joe.
I will do that. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You got it, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Design flaw. They're finally, I mean, preview of some things were definitely vulnerable in the past on past OSs. They were possible. You could get like even email previews and stuff like that were definitely more susceptible. So, but to preview your own file does seem a little, I mean, it's a file he created.
Well, yeah. I
know.
We'll take a look at why they did it.
All right. Let's go to Rich in Simsbury next. What's happening, Rich?
Yeah, I have something I need your help with if you can do it. I had a older Dell, this is a regular computer, tabletop and everything. And I had a Dell one, and it was like 10 years old, and it was slowing down and stuff. So I bought a new HP Pro Desk, and, of course, that came with Windows 11, and I had Windows 10. And I have a 8600 HP 8600 OfficeJet Pro that works fine. I have no problems with it, except now when I downloaded, and my son came over and he hooked up my Dell to my HP and transferred all the stuff I had to the new desktop, okay?
Wow, what a good son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he knows a lot about computers, and his partner works in IT. So anyhow,
yeah.
The problem we're having is now it's wireless, where it used to be, you know, connected to the back of the Dell.
Yep.
Now it's wireless. So everything, when I want to scan stuff, that's fine. The problem I have is now I cannot get it to scan as editable text, OCR. It will not do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to fix it. I tried looking online, and they said, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I did it all, and then I downloaded everything they said, and it said, we cannot give you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a problem with how the software for the device got installed on the new computer.
Right.
And it didn't get a complete package.
Right.
HP has done this, I would say, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Where they have this scaled back installer called HP 123.
Okay.
And it doesn't install everything, even though it tells you that it does.
I love those.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you need to do is to go onto HP's website for the device and go to the downloads page for it, the drivers and downloads page, and check the option on that page to expand everything that's available.
Right.
Now, there's going to be one downloadable package somewhere in that list, and I can't tell you exactly where it'll be.
Right.
But there will be one that is a larger file size than anything else. And that is probably going to be the one that you want to install.
Are you there?
Yes, we're
here.
You hear us?
Oh, I lost you.
All right. Download that larger package that's missing the paper port software that is included. You're missing the actual...
Yeah, you keep fading in and out. I don't know why, but...
Well, it's definitely...
What is the model of the printer?
It's a 80 Office Jet Pro 8600 Plus.
So there's the OCR software in that package is not present on your new machine. You just need to download that full
package. And all you do is just run the full package installer. Sometimes it's called that on the page.
Yeah.
But I have seen it given other names, which is why I didn't tell you that originally. I just told you to go by the file size.
Yeah, the biggest file size should have it all. So we'll put that link up for you there, Rich. You should be able to download it. You're just missing the software to do the optical character recognition, the OCR.
Okay. Now, how do I get the link when I go to your page?
Computertalkwithtab.com. We're going to put a link up to what we think is that you know, your actual printer itself, and you're just going to have to go through and see if you can find the biggest. Maybe Dennis will do it during the break for you. We are that kind of we do have that kind of customer service here at Computer Talk with Tab, where we'll try to specifically find the actual file for you. So it'll be over there at computertalkwithtab.com if we can find it.
Okay, but I've been on your site, and I can't see where I can get the latest, you know, links and stuff.
If you type in the name of the show.com or computertalkwithtab.com, they're all right there on that page. You'll see all the links. You'll even see that every page has got a thumbnail. Each link is updated live during the show. That's why we call them live links.
Okay.
All right, Rich.
So should wait a while. And
give us a minute or two.
Okay, thank you.
I mean,
we'll
take a number. We'll get there as fast as we can.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it, sir.
Bye-bye.
So we'll try to hook Rich up with that issue there, and we're going to look forward to talking to Peter Kelly Detweiler next. He's an energy expert that has talked energy with us in the past, and we'll talk about having Amazon spin up some nuclear plants on their data centers. What could go wrong? We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.